Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Could you incriminate yourself maybe a little bit more? That's the question I think a lot of people are wondering about. Corey Richens, this is the children's book author who wrote the book Are You With Me? After her husband died of a fentanyl overdose, fentanyl laced in a Moscow mule that she is now charged with giving him. They've also now discovered in the autopsy that there was some of her own prescription medication mixed in with that. We don't really know how it was consumed by Eric Richens, but it is certainly there and raises some more red flags. I could see it possibly going to benefit Corey or against Corey. Depends how you take a look at it. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What's your take on this with now the quetiapine? I know that's like the generic name on it, but it's antipsychotic, can also be used for a sleeping aid, probably more commonly that way. But what's your take on this and how this ended up in his system? And is this something that could potentially hurt or help Corey in her defense?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind is if you were trying to overdose someone, the more sedative medication you can get in them, the more effective it's going to be. And she apparently was using low-dose Seroquel for sleep, quetiapine, and that could easily have been given to him in various ways. I know she had tried to lace sandwiches with, you know, hydrocodone and other things in the past. And who knows how long, I don't know how long that stays in the system, mm-hmm. but it could have been that she was trying to dose him with various things in various ways over a long period of time.
Could the Seroquel that was in his system, I mean, obviously it could have been something he was taking, it's not insanely uncommon if a spouse has a prescription for something and it's a relatively, you know, non-dangerous drug. Like, hey, this helps you with your sleep. Maybe I'm going to take some too to help with mine. That could probably be a fairly easy argument to make. I mean, is this something that if someone was taking it without a prescription and they were just taking it for something like that, could there be dangers presented there? Or is it something that's ever taken recreationally, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that takes it recreationally. Usually the guys that are psychotic, when they're on large doses of it. And I've never known anyone to overdose and die on quetiapine. Now, they do drool. You know, they kind of sit there and they're so sedated that they drool. So I doubt that he was taking it recreationally. It's not a drug that gives a pleasant kind of high in any way. It just makes people feel slowed down and sedated. So without the euphoria that they may get from opioids. And as I understand, the fentanyl that was in his system was a massive dose. And so I don't think the quetiapine contributed to his death. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there had been a large amount found in his system, maybe combined with the fentanyl, but it was, I think, the fentanyl that killed him.
Is this something that could be argued? Like, look, he was taking a prescription that wasn't his. He was a drug addict. I mean, is this something that an addict would take? Is that a valid argument to try and bring to the table?
Yeah, nobody's out on the street trying to sell their Seroquel for a few bucks to make money, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to buy Seroquel. So I don't see that could be an effective argument, but you never know. They might try.
The medications, obviously this was prescribed for Corey. How open is that for debate in court in terms of looking at any sort of antipsychotics or drugs that she had been prescribed for her own mental health issues? I'm wondering if this is a road that they could go down there with this one of saying, look, you know, it was a psychotic break that she had, and then she took these horrible, horrible actions. She wasn't taking her meds, or maybe they weren't dosed right. Seroquel, one of those, that would be a very strong argument. It may be in combination with anything else. I don't know what else she was taking. I don't think we have that information as of now.
Yeah, the sticky point with that one would be it would be in her medical records. If it was prescribed by a physician, why was it prescribed? And they would clearly indicate that a low dose of Seroquel was being prescribed for insomnia versus higher dose prescribed for psychosis. And that should be easily proven one way or another just by seeing what the doctor who wrote the prescription has in the records. A doctor would be really derelict if they did not indicate, why am I giving this medication? And often on the pill bottle, it will say, you know, take X amount of milligrams at night for sleep. Usually they indicate that. So that should be pretty easily proven.
So one of those things where even if brought up, like, no, the doctor can come in and say, this is for sleep. It wasn't for that. I'm just trying to think of a possible defense for Corey Richens right now, because there doesn't seem to be a very good one. And I don't know if going down the road of, you know, there's mental health issues here is a very strong one either, or just a really big Hail Mary.
Yeah, she looked pretty clear thinking when she went on TV to talk about her book on the talk show. You know, I think it would be hard to say the lady was psychotic.
I would agree with that.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.